And one of the big issues that's been making the news is, of course, the battle of the dog park. And joining us right now is the Dog Park Alliance attorney, Dan Keel. And it's been back and forth. What's the latest development in the case? And I hear there's a written review. What does all this mean? What's going on?
This is basically asking the higher court to look over the shoulder. And what they're going to do is take the entire record, take the writ application, and they can actually even decide this supervisory writ without my input, because I've already, you know, argued in the case and put all the stuff inside the court record that we thought was pertinent, and they put their information in there. So somehow through the mechanics of the process, they will assign judges to the case. They will review a package of stuff sent down the street from the Caddo Parish Court, and they will decide, did Judge Emanuel act properly?
Now, what's the mayor's office looking to do with this writ of review?
There's a suggestion that that citizens could recall the mayor, and that that's a remedy that we could have used, which is very, very entertaining, I think, at best. The other thing is they've rolled this Princess Park thing into the documents that are filed with the court. I think that's going to be rejected and ignored. But the time since the court hearing, the mayor was subpoenaed to come to court, and he fought showing up. And then he launched a PR offensive after the trial of the hearing, and tried to, you know, get all these other suggestions. Well, one of them was the Princess Park thing, and we're suggesting it's an inappropriate alternative, and it's certainly inappropriate in the court proceeding. The two things are clearly different, but the obvious attempt now by the mayor is to roll the two into one.
And I know there's also concern about part of the issue that the mayor has brought up is of the questioning of his office's power as the executive branch of the city government. Is that any playing any role in his appeal?
I think that's the nut that is the center on the bolt that holds this thing together, because the issue really became when the city council said and require. The mayor doesn't like being told he has to do it. He's always been by custom allowed, authorized, but not authorized and require. This was an interesting and extraordinary case because everybody knew he wasn't going to do. He expressed his disapproval from the early cases. He argued that his objections to the Red River Waterway money was because he wasn't involved in the process or was taken away from money he was asking for, and he had another objection to it, and he raised those initially with his veto. But once the veto was overridden, that's done. So since then, kind of been, and you know, it's kind of a rough word to use, but it's been a misinformation campaign with other things to confuse people about the streets and the draining and housing the homeless or whatever the other worthy issues might be for the city. This is separate money that comes from the Red River Waterway Commission, and it has very limited application. It's good enough for the north end of the riverfront. It's just not good enough for Hamels, and it's not good enough if it's not the mayor's idea.
And one other idea that was brought up was leasing the park to the parish. And from what I understand, that's not necessarily plausible. Can you explain why that would be the case, if you do know why?
Well, I'm not going to subject my judge for that of the parish commissioners and the parish administration. But if I were driving the ambulance with the mayor's suggestion down to the Caddo Parish Commission, I wouldn't be surprised if it's dead on arrival. The problem with it is the documents transferring the property from the Hamels, generous donation to the citizens of Shreveport, wasn't one that you can just decide, well, I don't want this now, I'm going to give it to somebody else. It also required the city to operate a park there in perpetuity, and that means forever. It doesn't mean I could assign, you know, give this assignment to someone else as well. Then there are other issues such as the boundary of the parish versus Bossier Parish and some other things. It's very complicated. I don't think it's doable.
What do you expect is going to happen next?
Well, you know, I don't have a crystal ball. It's possible that the appellate court could read this package of stuff and decide it before I could even get a response down there in 20 days. So, you know, we've got 20 days usually to respond. We're going to try to respond as quickly and competently as we can. But I think we're going to get a decision on the supervisory writ. We could very well get sent back to Judge Emanuel to go ahead and follow through with what he said. Or, you know, we can lose as well. But I don't think we're going to be waiting a whole lot longer. I would say in the next 3 weeks to a month would be a very reasonable time frame, and possibly sooner.